Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's Adele. That's the old Adele. There's a new Adele. Check her out on Instagram.
She looks great.
Oh my God, she does. It's amazing. I hate to say that, you know, someone looks great because they've lost a bunch of weight, but that's, you know, that's a reality. She looks healthy. She looks really good. She's unrecognizable, though. I mean, her just face is totally different. The hair, she's long, like curly blonde hair. Woo! Go
with
Adele. She
appears to be having an opposite reaction to the quarantine than the rest of us.
Yes. Oh, God. I don't even want to. Yes, that is true.
Let me say this quietly because I don't want anyone to hear me. The missus has been running like crazy, but also is complaining that she has gained weight and can't fit in her pants. Oh. And on, I want to say it was, what was it, Saturday night, we made pizza. I was telling you that was our sort of cheat night.
Yeah.
And I scarfed. I don't know. I think I ate at least a pizza and a half to myself.
Oh, my goodness, Benny.
I ate a lot.
Homemade pizza.
Yeah, a little. I mean, they're smaller, but they're still, we scarfed.
Sure.
But there was probably three quarters of a pizza left over. And as we talked, I noticed she, even though she was done, she still kept eating. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to clean all that out. And she did. And I thought, well, that must be it. It's like the quarantine sitting around in the house just made it go away.
Sometimes I'm just wandering around, like just trying to put off whatever it is I got to go do, and just kind of bopping around the house. And I'm like, why am I in the pantry? I've already been in here four times today. I know there's nothing in here except Ritz crackers and granola. Like, there's nothing good in here, but I clearly want a snack.
In the house and in the house board, right? Isn't
that
what you
say?
Bored
in the house and I'm in the house board. Bored in the house. Yeah, it's anyway, we should probably get to the news because we could, I could talk about
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You can get it and then take radio wherever you take your phone, which is everywhere. So enjoy radio through radio.com. You're going to love it. All right. It's Monday, August 3rd. School starts this month for most people. Yep. So it's going to be a trip. I know we had, I'm sorry, I can't think of her name right now, but she was on last week. The
Jenny
superintendent,
Lamb.
Jenny Lamb, was on, and she discussed with us how hard they're working in order to get ready for this school year and the sort of adjustments they've had to make on the fly. As one minute it was, we're all going back. The next minute it's, nah, you're going to do this via computer.
Right.
So I bet they're still scrambling and will be up to the last minute. So
yeah, not only do they need a plan for working from home and doing schoolwork from home, but they also need a plan for when they start to come back. Like there's so much to this.
So vaccine, thank a teacher from 6 feet away.
Thank you, teachers. You have no idea how much it means to us that you get our kids busy for a few hours a day.
And you have quite the year ahead.
Yes.
So, good luck. All right. So I wanted to start with this because I know this is a big deal for you, and I think it's a big deal for everyone. It didn't make my bucket list, but people love the space travel idea. Two NASA astronauts returned to Earth on Sunday. They're calling it a dramatic retro-style splashdown in the Santa Cruz Sentinel. Their capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. They're calling this an unprecedented test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX company.
Yeah, they call these guys guinea pigs.
It's the first U.S. astronauts to splash down in 45 years. The first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. And the return clears the way for another SpaceX crew launch as early as next month. There was never that kind of turnaround time. So
right.
That's one of the really big advances here is that they're
going to
be able to do it again.
Well, there's no throwaway stuff, you know? It's kind of huge. I mean, the amount of money they would spend in basically having to rebuild a whole thing every single time. You know, I guess the shuttle wasn't like that. Because that's what we used all those years was the shuttle. How are they getting back and forth from, I mean, they're not splashing down when they, you know, like from whatever escape pod they used to get off the shuttle, off the ISS? I don't know. Well, anyway, yeah, they say these guys were guinea pigs and heroes and brave and...
Mm-hmm. Well, it splashed down less than a day after departing the International Space Station. It parachuted into the calm waters of the Gulf, and they're saying that if there was a problem, because first of all, they had to quarantine all of the crew for 2 weeks so that they wouldn't infect the astronauts upon landing.
Right.
So that was, you know, one of the safety precautions they had to make. But they say if there was a problem, it's that there were a lot of people, boats nearby, that rushed to the site of the landing so they could sort of watch it and photograph it and be part of this historic event. And yet they're also saying, nah, we can't have people doing that. So they're going to have to clear a bigger area.
Just set up a perimeter.
Right. They need to keep the public at least 10 miles from the capsule going forward as these vessels were approaching. And one of them was approaching had a Donald Trump for president sign.
Oh.
So apparently he had hired or they had, he just has fans that
he
thought this would
fans.
Be good press for him. So,
Well, he is the Space Force president. So I'm sure he'll take credit for this whole thing. I really thought that as I watched, you know, we sat and watched the whole thing because.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I didn't see it at all.
It was a big deal. So the capsule's coming down. It goes from, I don't know, 17,000 miles per hour to 15 miles per hour by the time it splashes down through these series of parachutes. It was so beautiful. Like at one point, it looks like a jellyfish this huge canopy. It was beautiful. It was fun to watch it.
I'm looking at Bryn's showing us some of it now.
This is it actually splashing down and the gigantic. It's we're talking about how if you go from 17,500 miles per hour, like rocketing along,
sure,
to 15 miles per hour in the space of just a few minutes, like what that must like. Oh, they've landed. They're now jelly, like. It's just so hard to imagine that kind of deceleration, what that would do to your body. Like, talk about diapers. Seems like that would be.
Oh, you think that you let go? Is that what you're saying? Is all that a nice way of saying they crap themselves?
Well, maybe. It's a long show. It was a very long show, you know, as you watch this all happen. It's like, wow, when that first parachute comes out, and you know, obviously that's gotta be kind of a jolt to them as it's slowing them down. Like, and you know, what would that do? Like you wouldn't be able to hold that.
Did I poop myself?
Maybe.
Speaking of crapping yourself,
yes?
If I could.
Sure.
Red onions grown in California have been traced as the potential source of a salmonella outbreak that has infected more than 500 people in the U.S. and Canada. And I may have been party to that.
Oh.
I still don't know what got me sick. I don't know. What was that? 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
But we were thinking it was a bad hot dog. Because we don't know why I got sick to my stomach. I'm as inside as anybody could be inside.
Yeah.
But I won't eat a hot dog without onions.
Oh.
If it doesn't have mustard or onions or chili cheese, yeah. I'm not eating a hot dog. Like, that's just not happening.
And you guys do the red onion?
I do the yellow onion, but they're saying that many of these things are shipped together and there's no doubt there could be contamination. So the recall probably is much bigger than just the red onions, but it looks like they were grown here in California. They're recalling tons of them. And if you've had a stomach issue as of recently, that it may be that.
Damn.
So that was big. How much time do I have? I have enough time, right?
Yeah, you have a couple minutes.
All right. A relationship expert in Australia says, don't date men in their 30s.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Oh, come on.
Well, you're married. We can't date you anyway.
Just saying.
Oh, no, though. You're not married, I guess. I guess you are just dating.
I have friends that are single, you know?
Yeah.
A 35-year-old relationship expert named Jana Hocking in Sydney, Australia. She's pitching a new dating policy that says never date a man in his 30s. She says guys who are single in their 30s most likely have commitment issues, since that's the age range when most guys settle down. If they're still single, it's because they're not interested in any kind of lockdown situation.
She says, like, whew, you made it out of your 20s without getting married. Now you're in your 30s and you're just having fun.
Right.
Check she them says, in their 40s.
You're better off dating a divorced guy in his 40s and even later. Like Sean Penn, for example. What is he, 60? He just married a lady that's 28?
Yep, he sure did.
She says, sure, they may come with some baggage, like the bitter remnants of a divorce and payments they're still making to their ex and a few kids, but it also means they've proven they aren't scared to commit, and you have a better shot with that guy than you do with the single dude in his 30s. So, there you go.
Have at the older dudes, ladies.
I have heard that a lot of the, especially in tech where they're making plenty of money themselves, yeah. These dudes want no part. And
well, they're
and
on their Tinder. They're like, this is just way too interesting for me to lock down with you, lady.
Well, I think there are plenty of ladies out there looking at the guy going, you? You don't want to marry you.
I
don't want to marry me. You? And yeah, that guy, he's got tons of dough and he's single and he's living his life. He's, yeah, him.
Yep, that guy.
Sure.
He doesn't want anything to do with you.
In any other world, he would do anything you say. But in this world where tech is king and money is king.
Where logic can divorce the hottest chick on earth and then marry another hottest chick on earth. I mean, that is boy,
exactly,
oh boy.
Exactly right.
I'm winning.
Yep. Right. Let me do some text if I can. Sorry, switch gears here.
Fine,
and I'm
do your thing,
trouble
Vinny.
With it. Damn me. So our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. It's early in the week, but, you know, all the time, every day.
Yep.
Send us your thoughts. 925, John Cena doesn't want kids. Yeah, I mean, he got he got the tie.
But he said he'd do it for Nikki, and she said no. Nope.
You know what? I actually agree with her on that, and I had questions about my own wife as I told her, I don't want to do that. And she was like, yeah, I do. Yes, I do. You gotta
so
be
I'm
careful.
Do it with you, or I'm going to find somebody else to do it with, but I'm doing that.
Right. That I think that maybe forcing someone to have, and in my case, I couldn't be happier with my two kids. I'm super stoked. But I can see where someone might say, yeah, if you're not 100% in, then I don't want to, I'm not talking you into it,
right.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Let's see here. Oh, I thought Cena had some genetic stuff he didn't want to pass on.
Oh, well, maybe that's
That's
it.
Very responsible of him.
Sure.
Sarah, did you watch the Michael Phillips doc this weekend on HBO?
No.
And
the Michael
your
Phillips?
Olympic I don't know what this. Oh, and this is about Mosley. And does your Olympic boy you produce have some reaction to mental health for Olympic athletes that have been killing themselves over the past few years? They have a very difficult time after winning their medals. Is that true?
I'll ask him. I haven't heard anything about that. And the Michael Phelps thing, I don't even know what that is. Do they mean Michael Phelps?
Yeah, it's maybe. A Michael Phelps documentary.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, who's Michael Phelps?
Yeah, I mean, one time you were talking about Mosley saying that he doesn't want to be the guy who,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
And I argued that you should be okay with it. To have become the greatest athlete in your chosen field is not something that, like, nobody has those accomplishments. Why would you feel like...
Well, you feel like you want your story to have more chapters, I guess. You know, as you get 20 plus years away from your medal winning days, and that's the only thing anybody wants to talk to you about. It's like being Gilligan. You get sick of talking about being Gilligan. You know,
yeah, I can see it,
but I agree that the guy should truly just own it.
Right.
And he does. You know, he'll talk about it, and without reservation, he talked to Kate Courtney on. We talked to her on Friday, and the show's going to go up on Wednesday. The Johnny Mosley pod's on Wednesdays now, but she would be at the Olympics if it wasn't for the fact that there were no Olympics this year.
Right.
So it's, you know, we talked about that with her, and she's a champion mountain biker and just cross country biker. She's so badass. And she's a beast. Like she's like, oh, I don't even feel like I'm getting anywhere unless I'm really suffering. I'm like, I'm like, that just, it sounds awful. She's like, no, yeah, you got to suffer.
No, but that's
I'm
the,
like, all right. But that's right. That's the frame of mind. She's a good interview.
Cool. So that's Wednesday.
Podcast. Yeah. We're late now. So coming up in the trash, we talked a little bit about Ellen DeGeneres last week. And as I went through some of the stories, Nikki and I were going through all the Ellen DeGeneres stuff so I can give you kind of an overview on this whole thing. In the end, the little bits of it, they all add up to, well, you'll find out right after this.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.